Anytime there is an increase, they attribute it to spare parts. Whether there is a decrease, they still attribute it to spare parts. In that regard, we thought it's why, no, this time around, we are not going to allow them to at least tarnish our image and incur the wrath of Ghanaians concerning we traders at Abosokan. We thought MPRT would at least give us a modicum of respect in that regard, because that is what they've been bundling around all these years. Anytime there is a problem with a fuel increment, instead of they sitting down with the government and negotiate whatever, they try to shift the goalposts and put the blame at the doorstep of we, the step-out dealers at Abosokan and Kumasi, etc.
You have no plans in the future to increase spare parts?
Not at all. We have never intended increasing our stock. It's a matter of competition and your bargaining power to buy whatever you want. That is what pertains in Abosokan. But there is nothing like price being increased anywhere in Abosokan.
When was the last time you increased?
For over 3-4 years, we've not been able to increase our prices.
PRO of the Spare Parts Dealers Association at Abosokai, Eric Krenzel, but the National Vice Chairman of the GPRTU, Robert Saba, refuted claims that prices of vehicle spare parts have not been increased over the past years. He justified the GPRTU's position on the increase in lorry fares, adding that the fares will soon go up.
I'm surprised he's saying that there has not been increase for the past 4 years. I don't want to say that it is forceful. I don't want to say that.
But
it is intended maybe to throw that into the public eye. We are aware that spare parts over the period have been increased. That is why we think it's appropriate for us to also review our lorry fare. The bone of contention over here or the dispute, you know, for him to make a statement that for the past 3 years, you know, spare parts have not been increased. You know, you can even testify from vehicle owners and drivers. It has been increased over the period. I have been told that they have fairly price list. You see, those on the ground do not adhere to the price list that have been given to them. The advice that I will give to them is that they must go down to, you know, their membership. They are making their work irrelevant because they are not selling in accordance with the price list that have been given to them. That is why we are saying that the prices of, you know, spare parts have gone up. And therefore, there is a need that we also review our lorry fare.
Should Ghanaians expect lorry fare increases anytime soon?
Exactly so.
That was the National Vice Chairman of the GPRTU, Robert Saba.